100.3 WRMB Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. Joining us is author and mother and founder of Pretty Brown Girl in Detroit, Michigan. We welcome Sherry Crawley. How are you, Sherry?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much, Deanna and Derek.
Oh, we're pleased to have you.
Yes.
Okay, Pretty Brown Girl. Tell us what inspired this movement and what is it exactly?
Yes, it is literally just an opportunity for us to impact girls all over the country. My husband and I have two daughters, 6 and 7, Layla and Aaliyah, and we had transferred back to Detroit from Chicago, where we lived and where they were born. And we noticed when my daughter started kindergarten, we moved to a suburb that was not very diverse, although it's right outside of Detroit. The African-American percentage was only 1%. And we could see her self-esteem start to dwindle almost immediately by her being the only African-American in her class.
Yeah.
She wanted me to buy different shampoos so her hair could be like her classmates. She became very withdrawn during class time, and she was normally just a very bubbly, outgoing little girl. And we had also taken the girls to American Girl Place, a popular doll store, when we lived there downtown Chicago. And none of the girls in the party that we planned chose a brown doll when been given a choice, a whole wall full of dolls, Deanne. And none of the girls chose the African-American doll. And I'm standing there just appalled as a mom and really shocked and hurt, saying, what's wrong with the Pretty Brown Girl doll? And as we know, after that, we saw the CNN special that Anderson Cooper conducted, reconducting the doll test and showing that children have this natural bias when it comes to skin tone.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And yes, and my husband always calls our daughters Pretty Brown Girls.
Aww.
From birth he has. And I said, you know what? This would be a fabulous name for a doll. And so we started to create Layla, the first ever Pretty Brown Girl doll. And obviously there are African-American dolls out there, but we wanted to brand these words together that they're not getting in the media,
mm-hmm.
that they're not seeing on television, that they're not hearing in their daily walk, that brown is beautiful in all of the gorgeous shades that God has created us in. And so that was the start of the Pretty Brown Girl movement.
And you are also establishing the National Pretty Brown Girl Day on February 23rd, 2013. Tell us what your expectations are for that day.
Yes, the first annual was last year, what we're asking is for all Pretty Brown Girls to across the country, across the world, to celebrate themselves, their families, their friends. It's a great way for girls of all ages and cultures and ethnicities to empower themselves, boost their self-confidence. We have a full agenda that we're going to be publishing on our website for this day. Last year, we had churches, communities, activists participate in the day and be able to come together and create a platform for the discussion through activities. So we are so excited. This February, we want everyone to mark their calendars, National Pretty Brown Girl Day, and we also are going to be moving through our ambassador program, where we have high school and college age girls that will be going out to the community and hosting different events in their community.
Do you have T-shirts and books?
Yes, we have a complete line. Mm. We're so excited about our T-shirt line. I've written a book, Pretty Brown Girl, My First Day of School, and we're excited. We have a full curriculum as well. Our T-shirts have truly, we designed the line for little girls, and we have all of us older Pretty Brown Girls that are participating, wearing their shirts in the corporate America. Such a simple but yet powerful message.
Yeah.
We had our Pretty Brown Girl for Obama T-shirt that got all the way to the president, and he hugged a little girl and said he loved her shirt when she wore her shirt, Pretty Brown Girl for Obama shirt. So for all ages and accessories as well, Derek.
What about boys?
Yes, it's important. It's important that we have the conversation with our children in general. And we know that our boys have specific issues, especially being African-American men in this country. We saw that from Trayvon. We know that there's an issue. We're starting with the girls. And we're just a year old, so we're just getting started. So I know that we have that in the horizon as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sherry, I love the work that you and your husband, Corey, are doing. I commend you. Derek and I are very proud of you. There is a big issue in our community of skin color. And I know I grew up always saying, oh, you have good hair and you're light-skinned it. And, ooh,
yeah.
Girl, I can't stand when people describe other people by color. There's so many other attributes and ways to describe people other than skin color. But we tend, as black folks, to go straight to skin color and hair texture. And that, to me, is
it
a residual from slavery. Okay?
It divides us.
Self-loathing. We need to celebrate whatever complexion we are. And like you said, you and your husband are dedicated to building self-esteem with Pretty Brown Girls and in the future, I expect the boys as well. Sherry Crawley, you're an author, an entrepreneur, but a woman who is on a mission, a mother and a wife, to change the condition of our mentality. And I thank you for that.
And if people want to join the movement or purchase your products, where can they go?
Yes, the dolls are here just in time for Christmas, so we're so excited. The phones are ringing off the hook. They can go right to our website, prettybrowngirl.com.
Easy.
That way they can get information on all of our products, programs, and events.
And if people do not have computers at this point, they can call you at 800-514-8559.
Absolutely. We'd love to take their calls.
Sherry Crawley. Thank you so much for joining Derek and myself on 100.3 WRMB.